Welcome back in here to J98 as we continue our Dream Team interview segments here. We have a senior Emma Grimshaw of the Class 2 state champion St. Pius Lancers volleyball team. And Emma, thanks for taking some time to speak with us. How are we doing?
I'm doing really well, thank you.
Awesome. And then Emma, for you, obviously being a Dream Team athlete, just tell us a little bit about how you found out and what it means to you to be recognized by all the coaches in the J98 listening area as one of the top 10 best volleyball players.
I found out from my coach, and it was really nice because she's a great coach. I really love being on her team. And it just feels really good to be recognized for all your hard work.
Awesome. And then, Emma, obviously a state championship this year. You close it out with two in a row. Are you still kind of reflecting on that? Has it sunk in even further that, you kind of finish your career with two state championships?
Yeah, it was a great way to finish my career. And this past weekend, actually, I got to play at the All-State game, which was really fun. I got to verse the one middle from Lafayette. I don't know if you covered her a lot. She's 6'5". And I actually got to block her this weekend.
How was that? Was that a pretty good challenge?
Yeah, I mean, she definitely blocked me a lot more than I blocked her. But when you finally do get that one block, it feels really good.
Oh, yeah, incredibly satisfying feeling, right? A bunch of the hard work, right?
Yes.
Awesome. And then, Emma, as part of that All-State game as well, tell us a little bit about how cool it is to kind of play with all these different players from the state that you don't really get a chance to play with.
It was really cool. There was a lot of schools that I'd never heard of before, and I really liked how we all wore our team jerseys. And so you got to see, like, what everybody else's jerseys looked like, and, like, I picked, like, which one was my favorite and everything.
Oh, yeah, what'd you choose? Who was number one?
I don't know what school they were, but it was, like, white with, like, purple stripes. It was cool.
All right. Well, the purple and white school then. We'll call it that. All right.
Yeah.
But Emma, obviously a fantastic year for you this year in terms of kills and block and the middles, and it played a huge role on the team going forward. But how much help did the rest of those seniors, because I know you guys are really close and whatnot in a big senior class, you know, how much fun was it to kind of go through this ride with them?
Oh, it was amazing. This group of girls was my favorite group of girls that I've ever played with, and I had the most fun this season with them. And it really is a team effort in volleyball because not one person can touch the ball every single time. You can only hit it once, you know, like, so you need everybody to be able to play the ball. And they did a great job at that.
What do you think were some of the big differences in terms of the different types of teams from your junior year when you guys won championship to this year? What do you think were some of the distinct differences?
So personally, my sophomore year, I feel like we weren't as close, and I wasn't comfortable in my position as much because I was playing outside, which was really weird for me. It was my least favorite position, but I would do it for the team. And then junior year, we were really good, obviously. Like, we still won state. But I think that there was a little bit of, like, playing as a team part that was missing. And this year, I really think, like, all the elements came together, and we were playing just the best that we could.
Awesome. And then Emma, what's next for you? You got your future planned out yet for next year?
Yes, I am going to Arkansas State to study nursing.
To study nursing next year. Awesome. What made you interested in nursing?
Well, my mom would always teach anatomy. And so growing up, I would go and sit in her class in the mornings before school. And so I would always, like, get little lessons on science. And I've always been really into science. As I was growing up. So I've always really had a passion for science and for helping people. So it's like a combination of that.
Awesome.
And unfortunately, I think I need a minor in Spanish.
Hey, that's good to learn another language. Makes you smarter. You know?
Yeah.
Expand that brain. Make it work. And Emma, what drew you to Arkansas State? Are you playing volleyball there, or just what was it about the school that made you want to go there?
No, I'm not playing volleyball there. I just really loved the campus and the environment that it was, and they have an amazing nursing program, so it was really just the best of both worlds for me.
Right on. Hey, Emma, before I let you go here, is there anybody you'd like to thank or anything you'd like to add about being a J98 Dream Team athlete?
I would definitely like to thank all my family because they come to every single one of my games. I always have, like, five people at least there to watch me, especially my dad and my aunt Lou and my uncle Jackie. They come to every single game, and they've always been so supportive of me.
Fantastic, Emma. Hey, congratulations on behalf of us here at the station and whatnot on being a Dream Team athlete on the volleyball side, and we wish you the best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
That's senior Emma Gremshaw from the St. Pius Lancers Class 2 state champion volleyball team. Back-to-back year, St. Pius winning a championship, and Emma closes her career out with two championships in a row as we continue our regional radio Dream Team athlete interview segments here on J98.